Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby.
Welcome back. Got you on my mind. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're doing it all week long with people that we revere, people we love, people we admire so much. Some of our heroes, like our good friend Barbara Weltman, who's with us right now. Nobody works harder for you small business owners than Barbara Weltman. I hope you'll check out her website, barbaraweltman.com. Please look at her, find her book, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2018, Your Complete Guide to a Better Bottom Line. Folks, this is she's the Bible. She wrote the Bible on this, so check it out. They can find that wherever books are sold, right, Barb?
Exactly, through Amazon or any other
place. Is there an e-book for this thing?
Yes, there is.
There's an e-book for the Bible?
Yes, there is. You can use a Kindle edition.
That'd be pretty handy.
Yep.
That'd be pretty handy. So check that out, folks. Barbara, we're talking about the tax bill, this demolition derbying its way around Congress right now. And I just want to just start out by saying what I closed with, and that is that it really makes me angry when I hear Congress, and they've done this before, throw out these great things that they're doing for small business, when the truth is most small businesses can't use what they're throwing out. And so one example is this. I actually read the House's paragraph on the top rate pass-through. And
right.
It said, we're going to tax small business owners no more than 25%. That was the first sentence. The second sentence was, but we're not going to let wealthy individuals move their income around and avoid this tax. Now, when I hear Congress use the term small business and wealthy individual in the same sentence, it makes the hair, it makes the hair go up on the back of my neck.
Well,
what I heard was this is going to give the IRS more opportunity, more of a reason to come into our business.
Well, I understand that the measures seem to be unfavorable to pass-throughs when it comes to the tax rates. But there are a couple of changes that have been proposed that would be very favorable to small business. So, for example, interest on borrowing to start your business, expand your business.
Right.
Large corporations will not be able to deduct their interest, zero, but small businesses will.
Wow.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Are you saying
that when big companies borrow money, they won't be able to write that interest off?
Correct.
Wow.
That's the proposal.
That's unprecedented, isn't it?
Quite, but they want to push people into equity, I guess.
Okay.
That's it. So that's a biggie. Another thing would be to allow.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
On that particular issue, would it be just C corps that could do that?
No. The pass-throughs would. I really don't know the.
The only reason I'm saying that is because I'm one of the guys who says, hold off on investors as long as you can, borrow the money, and so that you can you know, if you can fund your growth through organically and through loans, do that instead of taking in investors. And I just wonder what the crossover
is. That's right. So it's not based on how you set up the business. It's based on gross receipts.
Ah, okay. All right.
So something like, you know, $5 million. I don't remember the number exactly.
All right.
But
all right.
So
I don't like that
business.
Either. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm irascible today. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So that's good for small business, right? I mean, most of us are under $5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Then another thing is the ability to use the cash method of accounting rather than have to use accrual.
Explain that to people.
Well, cash method is just intuitive. When you get the money, you report it as income, and when you pay an expense, you deduct it then. And that's how small business owners think. But if you have inventory, you're required to use the accrual method, which means that you have to accrue an expense when all events have taken place to nail it down.
Right.
And you have to report income when you're expecting it, whether or not you actually receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's sort of a simplification.
It's a little bit counterintuitive for small business.
Pretty much.
Isn't
and so it would be an easier thing for more small businesses to be able to use the cash method. It would just make life easier.
Okay.
And it would make planning opportunities easier because you could defer income more easily and you could accelerate deductions more easily to to influence your taxes.
Right. I got 30 seconds. What else?
Well, I think that we have to wait and see the actual markup, the actual language of the law, that what's coming out in the press is not the full picture.
Right. And do you think we'll have this by the end of the year?
I kind of think we might. Yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of naysayers. Because
I'm really worried that they're not going to get this. They're going to make they're going to push this thing out into another year.
I think they may get it done.
They should have made it retroactive, Barbara.
Well, they should have, but they didn't.
Yeah. I could use some relief this year.
Who couldn't?
Hey, Barbara, thanks for 20 great years. We
and congratulations
you
to you.
Thank you. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes. BarbaraWeltman.com. Check out that website. She's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.